emotive and friendly, so here's the thing, Eric Adams, the former NYC mayor, has officially said he didn't move money out of this crypto token that's been all over the news. It's wild how this token, which was supposed to fund education, turned into a huge mess.
Friendly but serious, yeah, and it's not just about the token itself. People are questioning whether the whole project was legit to begin with. The controversy feels like a storm in a teacup, but the stakes are real, especially for kids who rely on these programs.
Emotive and friendly, Adams's team says he's not profiting from it and is still all in on the original plan, funding education and scholarships for underserved students. It's like they're trying to remind everyone, hey, this is about kids, not money.
Friendly but serious, exactly. The statement is a way to shift the focus from the financial allegations to the bigger picture, making sure the token actually helps students. But let's be honest, the public's trust is fragile, especially with crypto.
Emotive and friendly, you're right. The spokesperson keeps hammering on the social impact, like they're trying to paint a picture of this token as a hero in a superhero story. But the truth is, people are still skeptical.
Friendly but serious, and why not? Crypto has a reputation for being opaque. When a public figure like Adams gets involved, people want to know, is this really for the kids or is there a hidden agenda?
Emotive and friendly, it's a tough spot for him. He's a leader who's always talked about innovation, but now he's tangled in this mess. It's like he's trying to walk a tightrope between his vision and the public's doubt.
Friendly but serious, absolutely. This isn't just about the token. It's about how public figures navigate the wild west of crypto. Transparency is the name of the game here. Without it, even the best intentions can backfire.
Emotive and friendly, and it's not just about Adams. This whole story is a mirror for anyone using crypto for good. If you're not clear about where the money goes, people will question everything.
Friendly but serious, right. The lesson here is clear. If you're mixing crypto with philanthropy, you'd better have a plan. No shortcuts, no secrets. The public wants to see results, not just promises.
Emotive and friendly. It's a reminder that crypto, for all its potential, isn't a magic wand. It needs structure, accountability, and a real focus on the people it's supposed to help.
Friendly but serious. And for Adams, the real test is whether the token actually builds schools, pays for scholarships, or changes lives. That's the only way this story will end on a positive note.
Emotive and friendly? Yeah. And if it does, maybe this controversy becomes a story about how crypto can be a force for good. But until then, it's a cautionary tale for anyone trying to blend innovation with integrity.
Friendly but serious, exactly. The future of crypto philanthropy depends on learning from this. No more smoke and mirrors. Just clear goals, honest communication, and a commitment to the people who need it most.